conflicting and vibrating text seemed to calm until it was perfectly legible. The experience was not unlike staring into a computer screen in a pitch-dark room. Non-system compliant entity? Was that supposed to be me? And the first thing it tried to do was delete me? The window suddenly and without provocation blinked out of my vision, and I was left again in darkness. Darting my attention again to the periphery of my vision like a drowning person clutching at straw, I found the dot again and focused on it. Another window popped up, this one much smaller than the previous one, with a single word on it. Status. Confused, I focused on the word, and the window expanded before my eyes. Status information limited due to deficient intelligence and wisdom scores. Name, Naomi. Race, unknown. Level, 1, 0 out of 30. HP, 2 out of 2. SP, 4 out of 4. Strength, 1. Agility, 2. Constitution, 1. Endurance, 2. Intelligence, 0. Wisdom, 1. Excuse me? My intelligence is a whopping 0? More importantly, this is definitely a character status sheet for something like a game character. This must be what it meant by entity interface, then? It's also really bare bones, as there isn't much of note in here. Would I see more information if my intelligence and wisdom were higher? Also, why is my race unknown? Last time I checked, I was definitely human. HP, that's health points, and SP must be stamina points. I played enough games to recognize those right off the bat. My HP is only 2, though? Doesn't that mean I'm super weak? I feel like that's way too low, like I'm gonna fall over dead the moment a stiff breeze blows past. Trying to focus on anything else in the window in order to glean any more information turned up nothing. I did, however, succeed at creating health and stamina indicators in the corner of my vision by willing them into existence. Evidently, the interface display could be altered by thinking about the changes you wanted made. The end result was a little HP 2 out of 2 and SP 4 out of 4 in the corner of my vision. Well, this finally solves it, I mused to myself. I've clearly lost my sanity. I'd have thrown up my arms in defeat if I were capable of the movement, but I settled for a non-committal shudder before drifting back to sleep. Recently, my cushy prison seemed to be shrinking. My already limited range of movement had decreased even more from how cramped it had become. Nothing had changed in my status window in the countless amount of times that I'd checked it since. I wanted nothing more than to stretch out my aching legs. While I wouldn't consider myself to be claustrophobic, my fear of being slowly crushed to death seemed extremely rational at the moment. Out of frustration, I fought back against my cage, pushing against it as I attempted to stretch and wiggle my body as much as I could. I was about to give up my struggle when I felt something give, even if only slightly. A very dim light faded into my vision as part of my prison gave way with an audible crunch. I very nearly cried out in joy at the sound. Time to pack my bags. I'm breaking out of this prison. I redoubled my efforts, unceremoniously smashing my face against the weak spot. I pushed with all my strength, using muscles I didn't know I had. Really, muscles I didn't know I had. Is that a tail? The spot finally gave way with a crack as bright light streamed into my eyes, momentarily blinding me. My vision slowly came into focus as I crawled on my belly and used the last of my energy to push myself the rest of the way out of my egg. I crawled out, exhausted, into the thick mud beneath. Chapter 1. SP, 0 out of 4. I laid, exhausted, on my belly in the damp mud next to my egg as my breath came in ragged gulps. It took everything I had to get out of that thing. My eyes were still a bit blurry as I took in my surroundings. Thick, muddy banks bordered a huge body of water that stretched out as far as I could see. Behind me, a lush forest ran parallel with the lake, but not quite making it up to the water's edge. Birdsong rang out from nearby trees, and the buzzing of the occasional insect reached me as I drank in my surroundings while regaining stamina. Sparing a glance towards my egg,